This country is founded by people who were in the aliens, man. George Washington, man, he was in a cult. And the cult was in the aliens, man. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, man, they're way into that type of stuff, man.
You didn't know that, man? Man. Hello, hello, hello. Chiseler back again for another podcast. And yeah, let's have some fun with this. What this podcast is for is a few of my personal favorite movie scenes. And yeah, we're going to have a little bit of a game incorporated with it. In this podcast, you're going to hear a few movie scenes, a few that I'd call a personal favorite. A few of them are pretty obvious. Another one, too, may have to do a little bit of work, but it shouldn't be too difficult. You've heard one already, and we're going to have a few more coming up. And basically, whatever member can tell me what each one of them are from, list the movies, they will be rewarded with a little bit of a point total. But anyways, moving on, let's get to it. We will go with our first scene here. This is a personal favorite of mine. The movie itself really speaks loudly, and yeah, listen up.
This is going to end up bad for you, John.
You're not hearing me, Frank. I am not going to bury my son. My son is going to bury me, John.
My son's going to live. And I'll do whatever I got to do for him to live.
Some powerful stuff there. So, who is that? What movie is it from? Can you tell me? We'll wait and we will see. Yeah, that movie there is one that I do own on DVD, and I watch it frequently. I think it has a great message. I think the acting is amazing. And yeah, not too many movies out there can top that one for me personally. So there is our second movie clip for our members to ponder with and see if you can come up with it. Let's move on to the next one.
There's a plane waiting for us to take us to Miami in an hour. All right. They'll make a big thing about it. I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Oh, Fredo. The kiss of death. Who could it be? I think that's an easy one there, for anyone who's seen the movie, of course. If not, you may not know, but yeah, I think that's an easy one. But that movie, that's my personal all-time favorite movie. I tend to say that I like a lot of movies, and they're on the top of my list, but this one is the all-time best ever. And a little bit of a hint for someone who may not know, it is a sequel. So there, see if that helps anyone out. Let's follow up with another one here that I think might even be even a little easier. Let's go.
You bring the clones and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. Oh, I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same. This is blasphemy. This is madness! Madness. This is Sparta!
Alright, that one's been played more times than insert something witty there. But I don't think you would have had to see the movie to know that one. So, yeah, there's another one. And I think we have one more here. Yeah, we've got one more for now. And I think I'll follow up with this whenever time permits. And we'll see what we can manage. So, hold on to your seat. We've got one more.
Quitters. Come on, Herb. Nobody's quitting here. You worry about your own game. Plenty there to keep you busy. Bruise on the leg is a hell of a long way from the heart, you can't. What'd you call me?
You heard me.
You want me to play, huh? Is that what you want?
I want you to be a hockey
player. I am a hockey player. You want me to play on one leg? Huh? I'll play on one leg.
That'll get him going.
Get off me.
Oh, yeah.
Will that make you happy?
Can you feel the goosebumps? Wow. What a speech. So that's a personal sports favorite. And any sports fans got to appreciate that. So we're going to bid this podcast adieu. And as I said before, any member that can appropriately title each of the movies that you've heard here, we'll give you a little bit of a point total. So thank you for listening. And once we've clearly nailed each of these movie titles, maybe we'll go with another one. So again, thanks for listening, and as usual, stay strong.